Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting.
Well, Mike, at this week's Pella City Council meeting, the council agreeing to a conditional resolution of support for a project that will be potentially, again, part of the transformation on the south side of the downtown area. And that has to do with the Pella Market and council indicating at least initial support of including tax increment financing as a way to help finance this project and support the developer. Let our listeners know what the conditional support means ultimately, what the next step would be, and how tax increment financing would work on a commercial development, knowing that it's been in several of our housing developments that have been built the last couple of years.
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, the Pella City Council did approve a conditional resolution of support for the proposed Pella Market. And just a few side notes before we talk about the conditional resolution of support. The proposed project is actually located at 503 Main Street, and that's just south of the new Casey's gas station and just north of the South Main development. Now, when we talk about the Pella Market, we're talking about a market that would be very similar to the Gateway Market in Des Moines. The market intends to offer fresh foods, unique grocery items, and will also serve as a restaurant. Now, when we talk about the conditional resolution of support, the reason why it was necessary, Andrew, is development agreements typically take a significant period of time to put together on it, and we really had a timing issue at hand, as the developer would like to begin construction on the market this summer, actually, on it in lieu of waiting for a development agreement to be approved by the city of Pella. So what the conditional resolution of support simply does, it outlines the city's intent on economic development incentives if the developer meets certain obligations. Now, it's important to note the conditional resolution supports non-binding on behalf of the city on it, but once again, it outlines the city's intents and it also establishes what those requirements are going to be for the developer as well. Now, when we look at this matter, it's also important for your listeners to understand the reasoning and the logic and how this project came to be. And I'd like to start off with the city's comprehensive plan. During when the comprehensive plan was actually last developed for the city, it identified a shortage of drinking and eating establishments in the city and also outlined strategies on how we can recruit more establishments to the city of Pella. It actually identified it as a critical need. When you look at the proposed location of the Pella Market in the comp plan, it's actually identified as an economic development area for commercial development and preferred economic commercial development for the city as well. Now, in this particular area, it's very important for the listeners to understand that quite a bit of work's been done up to this point on that general location as far as trying to recruit businesses to this location on it. In fact, in 2018, if you were to dial the clock back in time to 2018, what you would have seen in that general area would have been the old Webster School, and at the location of the Pella Market would have been what people commonly refer to as the Big Yellow House. Well, we looked at the area as well as general economic development strategies for the city of Pella. We really looked at infill development, how we could redevelop parts of our town that appeared to be underutilized but had all existing public infrastructure at hand. And we came up with a strategy, and we transformed that strategy into a plan that was called the Webster School Urban Renewal Plan. Now, as a part of the Urban Renewal Plan, we also hired a consultant to look at the properties within the general area of the old Webster School as well as the Big Yellow House at the time. And the consultant found that roughly 75% of the properties in that area met the definition of urban blight under Iowa law. So by adopting the Urban Renewal Plan, one of our goals was the elimination of blight through economic development. So fast forward, when we look at the Pella Market and you talk about economic development incentives, it's important for the listeners to understand as we've done quite a bit of work in this area. We wanted to redevelop this area, utilize existing public infrastructure for the city of Pella. But from a developer standpoint, the Pella Market is going to be a very, very unique operation. And it can be somewhat challenging operating something similar to the Gateway Market in Des Moines in a smaller demographic area such as Pella. In addition, that particular site has many site challenges as well. So as a result, the developer was requesting economic development incentives from the city of Pella. Now, to get into some of the requirements, the conditional resolution of support, we'll start off with the developer. Overall, when we talk about the Pella Market, it's roughly about a $5 million project. What the developer is going to be obligated to do is by December of 2022, they're going to need to build the Pella Market. In addition, it is important to know for the listeners, once again, they intend to start construction this year. In addition, they're going to have to operate it, the market, 6 days a week, 8 hours a day at least, and they're going to have to provide those specialty foods that we stated, and it's going to have to be similar to the Gateway Market in Des Moines. Now, as a part of this, the developer is also going to be required to sign a $4 million minimum tax assessment agreement for the city of Pella. Now, if the developer does all this, builds the Pella Market according to all the city's rules and regulations, what the city of Pella stated in our conditional resolution of support is we're prepared at that point in time to offer rebates of potential tax increment financing revenues over the next 15 years. Those rebates, if you looked at a $4 million minimum assessment and also incrementally an annual inflationary increase of 2% on the building, those rebates would total about $1,775,000. It's very important for the listeners to understand is we're not talking about existing property taxes. We're talking about new property taxes on a building that doesn't exist. So this would be new property taxes rebated to the developer. Under this method, most of the risk would be transferred to the developer because the only reason they would receive the rebates back is they have to pay the property taxes to the city of Pella on that. So we're talking about future taxes on the site, not existing taxes, and this is used as an incentive to ability to recruit and actually have the developer redevelop a piece of property that was labeled as blighted in this community to something that's going to be a very good attraction for the city of Pella. We're very proud to have here. So overall, we think it's a win-win proposition for both the city and the developer. But once again, the conditional resolution of support was conditioned on all legislative requirements, including the city council would still have to approve a development agreement, which would formalize matters with the developer. But it was simply intended to allow the developer to begin construction on the Pella Market this year, which we believe will be a very nice amenity for the city of Pella.
And very quickly, I know the developer at the meeting mentioned they want to start construction soon, sometime in the next couple of weeks. And on top of that, you mentioned the development agreement that will be coming up potentially later this year for council, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. We anticipate the development agreement will probably be considered most likely by the city council later this fall, in fact.
Once again, that was City of Pella Administrator Mike Nardini. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIACableS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.